This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Certainly, certainty has been the chief desire of our nation's ag sector after recent trade disruptions with major markets. Now with new agreements with these trading partners, plus continuing diversification of export markets, it appears U.S. farmers and ranchers could see an increased level of certainty in 2020 and beyond. Rod Bain looks at the potential of ag industry certainty going forward in this edition of Agriculture USA.
Like the catchphrase of a famous professional wrestler, sports entertainer, whatever title you bestow this icon.
The only thing that's for sure is nothing's for sure.
Some may have felt that way with the ups and downs connected to ag trade disruptions and potential new trade deals over the last 2 years. So when it came to new trade agreements being established with major ag markets like Japan, China, Mexico, and Canada, several in the ag sector noted their common theme and desire involved
certainty.
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 Normalizing trade relationships is so important.
And not just normalization, but improvements from previous trade agreements as well. Provisions within the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement provide examples of potential improvements, such as elimination of a Canadian milk class that hampered U.S. export and price potential in that market and abroad. Advancements regarding sanitary and phytosanitary trade barriers. And as the chief ag negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, Greg Dowd, points out,
the discussion about standards for biotechnology and consultations about new types of biotechnology like gene editing.
Now that U.S. and Mexico's legislative bodies have ratified USMCA, enactment of the deal awaits expected approval in late winter by Canada's parliament. In effect, since the start of 2020, the first phase of a U.S.-Japanese trade agreement. That deal means over 90% of our nation's food and ag imports to Japan are now duty-free or have preferential tariff access. Among the beneficiaries is the U.S. red meat industry, which also received increased tariff rate quotas for the Japanese marketplace. As Marty Smith of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association explains regarding his industry,
we're going to see a significant increase in both demand and what has been being spent on tariff that consumer is now going to be able to spend on more beef.
A significant increase in ag exports is expected into China as well after the two nations recently signed the first phase of a new trade agreement.
Chinese businesses will purchase $40 billion of agricultural products from the United States annually. If the demand is strong, the companies may buy more.
Chinese Vice Premier Liu Ha via interpreter on the projected export value numbers. Yet even before the agreement became official, there were indications of increased Chinese purchase of U.S. commodities. USDA World Agricultural Outlook Board Acting Chair Mark Jekinowski notes this example from January's World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates.
China has been importing a lot of soybeans recently despite the tariffs, so our export forecasts are based in part on soybean export pace to date, which includes a lot of soybeans that have gone to China recently.
These trade agreements between the U.S. and these four major export markets, depending on the deal, are implemented and in effect or will be implemented in the coming months, adding a layer of certainty market-wise for American agriculture. Yet with the trade disruptions of the last 2 years, our nation's farm and food sectors are also continuing their efforts to diversify markets globally and in turn expand trade certainty. In addition to private and public-private efforts by commodity and trade organizations, the Agriculture Department, through its Foreign Agricultural Service, in partnership with these groups, continue developing new and expanding existing markets. Agricultural trade missions and the market access and foreign market development programs are among the tools available to diversify and create certainty in trade. Joe Sheely of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says years, decades of such efforts proved significant when access to other markets were greatly reduced.
Sometimes we would get the question, the vast majority of our exports really go to about 5 or 6 markets. Why don't we just focus our efforts there? And I think now people see why we've developed our markets like, say, Colombia and Australia for pork and Panama for pork and beef, and now we're moving more product into Africa. I think that goes to show that it's never too early to start investing in those markets.
This has been Agriculture USA. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And we'll move on and continue into state and local ag news on your WSMI Ag Show following these messages.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think?
A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go towards the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn I can't afford life insurance into I can start protecting my family today. Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Costs per policy will vary.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
The new year means a fresh start, and the freshest start of all is farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. For years, Prairie Farms has taken top honors at the Illinois State Fair and has always stood for quality. Prairie Farms pure creamy butter, real sour cream, Prairie Farms half and half, French onion dip, yogurt, and milk, and 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. They're all the best and available at your local grocers. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Are fuel prices costing you a fortune? Area Diesel Service can help with agricultural diesel solutions modules. Over 1,000 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower, and these performance modules aren't just for planting and harvest. There are modules for medium and heavy-duty trucks and your light-duty diesel pickups. For details, call 800-637-2658 or visit the new redesigned website today by logging on to areadiesel.com. That's areadiesel.com.
And we're back here on your Tuesday Afternoon Ag Show. Moving on to state and local news now. Coming up in just over 2 weeks is the annual Midwest Truck and Trailer Show, held again this year at the Civic Center in Peoria. To explain the dates and the festivities this year, we'll join Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association.
Thursday, February 6th, we start off. We do some sessions those days, mostly educational on Thursday. The truck show kicks off at 9 o'clock on Friday morning, February 7th, and it goes till 5 o'clock on Friday. On Saturday, truck show kicks off at 9 o'clock, February 8th, and it goes till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The good thing about it this year it's a week later, thus it's not on Super Bowl weekend. So come to Peoria the following week, and you can enjoy the truck show. And it is a great time. It's free admission to the truck show. If you want to participate in the sessions, there is a registration fee for the convention itself, but that includes all your meals, that includes hospitality, a whole slew of stuff, and it's well worth it. If you want more information, you can check our website, www.midwesttruckshow.com. All the registration forms are on there. All the agenda items are there. Housing information, everything you need to make a weekend of it in Peoria. If you don't want to go for the whole time, you can go for one day. You can go to sessions for one day if you want, depending on what your schedule's like. You know, we get 6,000 people that come through there over the 2 days of the truck show.
Again, that was Don Schaefer, Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. And the dates for the Midwest Truck and Trailer Show are Thursday through Saturday, February 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Peoria Civic Center. For more information on this year's show, you can visit their website, MidwestTruckShow.com. In other state ag news, are any significant snow events expected in February for Illinois? DTN Chief Agriculture Meteorologist Bryce Anderson sizes up those chances.
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic that February is going to be a month that doesn't, like I say, suddenly turn around and give us a real snowy trend. February is looking quite variable from north to south across the Midwest, with much of Illinois wanting to present a normal to above normal temperature trend. Now, as far as the precipitation goes during the month of February, the pattern is starting to show a little bit more of a below normal track for the Midwest. And this, of course, would be quite a bit different than a year ago. During the month of March, more variable, near normal, and then that same pattern continues going into April. So I think that that we have to balance what the dynamics are at the moment with what the trend has been over the last several years. This is where the real concern is in the forecast community, and it's that way in my shop. It's that way at NOAA, the Climate Prediction Center as well, because the last several years, as we all know and are still dealing with, have been very wet. We have had a definite wetter trend, and that goes back for a number of years now during the spring season. So it's that trend that has a lot of folks on edge, possibly overriding what the dynamic indications are in the forecast as we think about the rest of this winter and then on into spring.
Anderson is expecting the final stretch of January to end with moderate temperatures. Moving on now into local ag news here. The Section 19 Parliamentary Procedure Contest was held at Greenville High School on Tuesday, January 14th, with the Greenville FFA chapter placing first and Hillsboro placing second. The six-member teams of each team were required to complete a written test on basic parliamentary law. The teams then competed in a 10-minute presentation of parliamentary procedure, with judges assigning various motions and points of order to be covered. The team also answered oral questions following their presentations. The teams will now compete in the Illinois FFA District 4 contest in February. Members participating from Hillsboro were Joseph Kaiser, Preston Lyrla, Riley Hemkin, Harley Page, Haley Garcia, and Wesley Stocksdale. And that will wrap it up for this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Farm Show. But remember, if you have any ag news for us, that can be emailed to us at WSMI@WSMIradio.com. So for this Tuesday afternoon, January 21st, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.